SRN News. I'm John Scott. There are no signs that the partial government shutdown will end anytime soon. Correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
Democrats in the White House appear dug into their positions in the battle over federal immigration efforts. Democrats are demanding changes to how immigration operations are conducted, but President Trump and his team are resistant to several of their demands. The impasse has led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security, affecting the TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, among other agencies. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
We are now in week three of the Nancy Guthrie case. Investigators working on the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother are consulting with Walmart management to develop leads. That's because a backpack the suspect was wearing is sold exclusively at Walmart stores. Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her Arizona home on January 31st and was reported missing the following day. California, just one of many parts of the country, forecast to get another winter storm this week. Jacob Spender, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento, says higher elevations will get more snow while low-lying areas will get less.
If you are up in the higher elevations or the highest elevations within the Sierra, the coastal range, in those areas like the Southern Cascades as well, we're looking at 4 to 8 feet. But then as we get down to around 2,500 to 3,500 feet, we're looking at around a range of 1 to 2 feet and up to a foot as we get down to 1,500 to 2,500 feet.
Meteorologist Jacob Spender, winter storm warnings in place for southwest Oregon all the way to the Southern California border. No trading today as Wall Street observed President's Day, which is a federal holiday. The markets reopen Tuesday morning. This is SRN News. Another warning about gambling. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning. Testifying before a congressional committee this month, Sam Brownback said China is leading a surge in persecution around the globe. He pointed to Beijing's sale of surveillance technology to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. This is SRN News. Today is President's Day, a federal holiday. There are many stories about George Washington, our first president.
George Washington's rise to prominence also led to plenty of myths about the country's first president, many which persist to this day. One of the most popular, the cherry tree myth, invented by one of his first biographers, who supposedly a six-year-old Washington took an axe to a cherry tree and admitted as much when caught by his father, famously saying, "I cannot tell a lie, I did cut it with my hatchet." The second myth, rumors of wooden teeth, not true. Washington never wore wooden dentures. Instead, he wore ivory, gold, and even human teeth. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dolphins releasing star receiver Tyreek Hill, ending the All-Pro's four-year tenure in Miami. That was one of several major roster cuts the Dolphins made earlier today. More details at SRNNews.com.